Hour 8 of 24 Hours of Radio Art. What a wonderful, wonderful day it is. And right there, you just heard for the last hour some Ryan Andemore. And coming up for this next hour, something from our very own Breakfast with the Browns, which you would normally be hearing on a Monday, but since it is 24 Hours of Radio Art, they've put together a hour-long pre-recorded segment of just kind of their own kind of audio art compositions with Peter and James, and this will keep us going till 9 a.m. Stay tuned. This is Breakfast with the Browns on CITR.
I never read any of it. I don't know much about that.
Some have it, some not. You know, I think it's. I don't know if it's the culture or is it the genes. It's.
But at the same time, I think there's an aspect of my attitude about being a composer that is mourning, say for example, the death of art.
All colored. All colored.
if there's no word for it in the
I really don't feel that it's all necessary anymore. And so what I tried to bring into my music are just very few essential things that I need. it going?
For a little while.
Soon, intuitively, I understood that to get out of my petit bourgeois environment, whatever I suffered a lot, it's to be an artist, because then you don't belong to a certain class, you know, to a certain milieu, to do one big sprung.
Very subject to the pendulum effect of, you know, like, if I came from whatever I did before, I'm always doing the opposite.
Everything was black and white and so unnatural.
Gravitated to the artists in a way because they were always more open than the musicians, you know, and I always like looking at what they did, and they were more interested really in what I was doing
in life,
and yeah, it was better.
I have lost interest in music. It is horrible.
It's the color of a bird, but the red is kind of a terracotta red. Is red. It's the color of clay, I suppose. Yes, it's the color of clay.
Think of
there seems to be no color at all, as far as I can remember.
Thank you.
this explains anything better.
You know that, don't you?
Thank you. Sab Gray from Iron Cross. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
Back used to be easy, but now I forget. Shifting sands, you know. Did you get permission to record this? Problem is, nothing bloody well stops moving long enough for me to get a fix on it. Shifting sands, you know. Have we covered this already? This disembodiment feels so strange, but is just so comfortable. Easy chair, an easy scare. Top dollar entertainment. Makes you think. Really does. Shifting sands, you know. We must get together sometime. So much to remember. Sorry, what did you say? You grayed out for a minute. I lost trace of you. I'm afraid I ran out of space. Just could not afford to keep your data in my account. Life as we know it at. Must press on. So much to do. Oh, nearly forgot. Who did you say funded you? Thought so. Must get in touch with them. They might be interested in my IPO. No one would recognize us these days, would they?
Into the cover of Dark and Darkness and the grave to fight them. But if the bubble stands the shock of a bigger drop, and that leaves the chances of a child or a careless nurse, of drowning in a pail of water, of being overlaid by a sleepy servant, or such little accidents, then the young man dances like a bubble, empty and gay, and shines like a dove's neck with the image of a rainbow, which hath no substance, and whose very imagery and colours are fantastical. And so he dances out the gaiety of his youth, and is all the wire in the storm, and endures only because he is knocked on the head by a drop of bigger rain, or crushed by the pressure of a load of indigested meat, or quenched by the disorder of ill-placed humour. Homer calls a man a leaf, the smallest. Pindar calls him the dream of a shadow, another the dream of the shadow of smoke.
为了协助侨胞明白申请入美籍的情形，三藩市华校生存服务中心特别控制这个疫情。 my baby. How big you'll be in a very little while. You'll be going to school and you won't want your daddy then, will you, darling? Oh, I wish you could be my baby all the time. I wonder what the future holds.
Baufirma Meisel und Company.
Ja, ich versuche in der Schwanninge. Ich möchte nur der Firma Meisel und mitteilen, dass ich jetzt die Bücher, die wir bestellt haben, fertig habe und ob ich die Bücher hinschicken soll und ob ich die Rechnung auch schicken darf.
Einen Moment bitte.
I joined in all the student demonstrations as if I was a student and I've been on the paper since I was another student.
Yeah.
And I feel exceedingly helpful. And every now and again, one of my clients, one of my 19-year-old car salesmen or something, will say something like, but on the other hand, the world might end tomorrow. And he means it. And what effect it's having on the younger children, I don't know, because I deal with it, but I should imagine it'd be even worse. If you can't even offer a child the possibility that the world will still be there tomorrow.
Direktion der Firma Meisel & Co. Hier ist das Buch von der Wanninge. Ich möchte Ihnen nur der Firma Meisel mitteilen, dass ich die Bücher jetzt fertig habe und ob ich dann die Bücher schicken soll zu Ihnen und ob ich die Rechnung auch dann gleich schicken soll.
Ich verbinde Sie mit der Verwaltung am Moment.
Ja,
Hier ist der Blick in der Wanninger. Ich möchte Ihnen nur mitteilen, dass ich die Bücher jetzt fertig gemacht habe und dass ich jetzt hinschicke oder oder wo ich die Rechnung auch dann gleich mit hingeben soll.
Jovian upstream ion acoustic wave.
about you.
See or never has seen in one's life.
I then tried to paper over that whole thing.
If all feelings were suppressed, there would be no voice.
Why did I do it?
It was not an exercise in good judgment. I don't believe I have any particular monopoly on bad judgment.
We must be selfish.
Good about you. Good about you. Good about you. This is the best friend that I have in the world.
Personal interest must be subordinated.
Why did I do it?
It was not an exercise in good judgment. I don't believe I have any particular monopoly on bad judgment.
Why did I do it?
Must be selfish.
See or never has seen in one's life.
If all feelings were suppressed, there would be no voice.
This is the best friend that I have in the world.
I then tried to paper over that whole thing.
Why did I do it?
Personal interest must be subordinated.
Good about you.
See or never has seen in one's life.
Good about you. That I have in the world, 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 in the world.
Listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, 24 hours of radio art, as you do every January 17th. And this is a contribution to us from our very own Breakfast with the Browns. Kind of compiling some pieces that they've done throughout the years. Coming up, something by Humbucker. Vancouver-based quartet Humbucker features Scanton Tone and Connecticut alongside members of Coin Gutter and the infamous Ejaculation Death Rattle. The Humbucker sound is based around a real-time digital signal processing, unconventional tuning systems, specifically just intonation, and the primal vocal stylings of EDR's Ross Birdwise. Radio Majesty is the piece we're going to hear. It's an edited version of an improvisation performed in private at Vancouver's Vivo Media Arts Center. It represents the public's first opportunity to experience the magic of Humbucker. Here we go, Humbucker on 24 Hours of Radio Art on CITR.